For instance, when the assistant superintendent called me, he was very nice, and he said, okay, well, what can we do in the meantime as we're going through all of this? And I said, well, could you ask the teachers to stop asking the kids to imagine that they are Muslim soldiers? Stop them from asking them to imagine that they are doing worship to Allah with Peck and Megan pilgrimage, Mecca pilgrimages. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not used to this.
You're fine.
Things like that. And he said that he didn't think enough of the parents would object, so he wasn't willing to do that.
Yeah.
To a Christian, you have to understand what it is to a Christian to understand why it is so upsetting to us. To a Christian, we believe Jesus died for our sins, that we are pure and holy, that he is indwelling us, and that our temples, our bodies, are his holy temple. Ask for our holy temples to bow down to a God such as Allah is an abomination to us.
In the phone conversation last week, Jennifer, if your concerns are this deep and sincere, and I believe that they are, why don't you just pull your son out and homeschool him?
What about all the kids that are left behind? What about all the Christian kids who are getting lied to? What about all the redone history? This book is full of lies and bias. Yeah. It's full of it. Gosh, I didn't mean to say it like that.
No,
but,
you're fine.
You know,
fine.
But then if that's bias.
If that's the case, though, and Dave's question was specifically, why not just pull your son out, and your response to that was, what about the other kids? You know, at what point do you take on that crusade for these children, and at what point do you decide that that's up to their parents to make those complaints themselves?
As soon as their parents recognize, that's why I've got the website up with the 10 pages. I would just love for anybody to just read those 10 pages and decide for yourself.
And give out the website again, please.
blessedcause.org.
www.blessedcause.org.